So anyways, so then going back to y'all were leaving in 1946?
January the 6th, we sailed from Karachi, Port of Karachi, on General A.W. Greely, a Navy transport that was about three times as big as that Liberty ship that I went over on. Where we had about 250 or 350 men on the Liberty ship. We had about 3,200 on the Navy transport coming home. And I've got a lot of pictures, and, you know, old Carl Lindensmith had an old box Kodak camera. We took some pictures on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we left Karachi and sailed down to the port of Colombo, Ceylon, down to tip of India,
mm-hmm.
and then across the Indian Ocean and down through the Straits of Malacca to Singapore,
mm-hmm.
and spent one day in the harbor there at Singapore. We didn't get to get off the ship, but I could see the town, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved out and moved into the North China Sea and moved on up through where some of the big battles less than a year before with the Japanese and American Navy had taken place. When they were coming back into the Philippines, the Battle of Surigao Strait, where
mm-hmm.
the Japanese tried to get through there and American battleships crossed the T. They said, you know, where they're lined up, they found out ahead of time the Japs were coming through there. And they lined these battleships up across this strait, and as the Japs come sailing up that thing to go through, boy, they let them have it.
And that was in straits that were in the Philippine
Islands? Philippine Islands, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We moved on through there and around to Leyte, where the
yeah.
first landing spot mm-hmm. in the Philippines, and did some more refueling, I think. And then we left there and moved out around the southern end of the island of Samar on up. And we thought first we might get to go back through the Hawaiian Islands. They felt mm-hmm. rumors, you know, all kinds of rumors scattered, where are we going and when will we get there. And they thought at first that we might be going that route and
mm-hmm.
maybe come in at San Francisco or Los Angeles. That's what we was hoping for. But second day out of Leyte, they said, no, we're not doing that. We're going to take the northern route, which meant we would sail between Iwo Jima, the island that was such a bloody battle mm-hmm. for the Marine, and Guam, and go north of the Hawaiian Islands and come in at Seattle, and which we did.
Mm-hmm.
We came in the Straits of Juan de Fuca.
Yeah.
Down, we took on a pilot at Port Angeles, Washington, which is just across the bay from Anacortes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this was in the 2nd of February, 1946. Snow was all, boy, it was cold, so it was really cold
mm-hmm.
snowing.
Yeah.
And as we came down Puget Sound, headed to Pier 39 in Seattle, where we were supposed to dock, why, they had this welcoming home committee from, I guess, girls at the University of Washington, where Jeannie
mm-hmm.
you know, went. Were some of the performers, but they had this deck built up on this smaller ship platform up there where these girls would come out, you know, and dance and everything. Well, you can imagine what happened on that troop ship. Everybody had run to that one side, and here we come listing about 20 degrees to port. These GIs were about to go crazy. Of course, they hadn't seen an American woman in so long, you know. You can imagine with all the hollering and carrying on. And so we moved on down to Puget Sound, docked at Pier 39, and when we got off the ship there in this shed-like place, why, the American Red Cross women came around and were distributing a pint of milk and two donuts to everybody. And then, of course, we had all our gear on and everything, you know, and after we waited there for a little while, they loaded us into the moving trucks just to with them, left the tailgate open, you know, and just run us in like a bunch of sheep. And took us out to what it was called, Fort Lawton, is there right on the bay of Seattle, right in the edge of town.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a stopover place. And that's where we had our traditional first meal back in the, and man, you talk about putting on the feed bag, boy, we put on the feed bag. They had steak and ice cream and apple pie and everything you could think of and all you wanted, boy. And as we went, funny thing was, we went through the line, old Carl Lindensmith, my buddy from Denton, that was German,
mm-hmm.
and he could speak German. Well, they had German prisoners of war working in the mess hall, serving, you know,
mm-hmm.
and cooking. And old Lindensmith started talking German to them, and boy, they took care of us. This one guy watched where we sit down. We in the morning sit down, and he'd come out with some more steak. And so he really taking care of his German buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And, But then we spent the night there at Fort Lauderdale the next day, and it was on a Sunday afternoon about 2 o'clock where they put us in trucks again and took us down to the railroad station, loaded us on a troop train, troop carrier coaches. They were real fixed up especially for carrying troops, you know, not the old Pullman. Mm-hmm. And then we headed in for Fort Bliss at El Paso, went down through Pendleton, Oregon, Nampa, Idaho, Pocatello, let's see, we went through Laramie, Wyoming, Cheyenne, Wyoming, and then turned south and came into Denver. Got into Denver about 9:30 the next night, and then the next morning I woke up and to look to see where we were. Train was stopped. It was in Dalhart, Texas. And then we cut back across from Dalhart. We cut back across into New Mexico to Tucumcari, mm-hmm. and down headed south to El Paso or Fort Bliss. And got into Fort Bliss, and I guess that must have been the 3rd, about the 6th of February. And we were there 3 days for discharge. We discharged on February the 9th, and I caught the train to Palestine. Got off the train at Palestine. The old boy that I'd gone to school with at Slocum was on the same shipment that I was, and we were discharged the same day at Fort Bliss. We got off the train about 4 o'clock that morning in Palestine. Of course, the town was just dead, you know. And first thing we did was go over to YMCA and take a shower. YMCA was right across from the station there then. Then we went over to the White House Cafe, where the railroad men ate, and had scrambled eggs and ham. I didn't know that. I had sent the folks a telegram telling them that I'd probably be home sometime Monday or Tuesday, but I didn't know when. You know? Mm-hmm. So anyway, Dad always got up and cooked breakfast, you know, and so I caught a taxi and went out home. Got there just as he was up cooking biscuits for breakfast. And Marie and Pat was on. Of course, Pat had never seen me. So he was born, I think, about March the 16th. Just about the time I arrived at Loudmoona had an Indian. Mm-hmm. And Marie sent me a picture of him there soon as she
said. So he was how old then?
Well, let's see, March, he was almost 2.
2?
Yeah. Well, he didn't know who that stranger was. The first thing he did was run over behind the bed and hide. But he was a strange guy. He'd never seen him before. But that just about took care of my active military time. Mm-hmm. Of course, I had, you know, time in the National Guard later on after you